ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We're looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah. We go to the point where we are talking about the first verse, where the Imam alayhi salam says, I seek refuge in Allah from Hayajan, which we explained it as a state of eruption of morals. So Hayajan al-Hirs, he says the eruption of greed, that's the first on our list. And we said there are causes to Hayajan. You don't see something just reaching eruption by itself. There's something that causes it. For example, when you see a bull and he's about to rage, usually they provoke that bull for him to attack. As you can see, they use that red fabric or that red thing just to get him to attack. So there's something that causes it. We said jahl, ignorance, was the first cause of moral, or the eruption of moral sins and vices. And jahl itself, ignorance, it will make that which is ugly good. Okay, because if a person cannot differentiate between right and wrong, he will see wrong as good and good as wrong, because this is what ignorance is. This is what it leads to. The Imams, alayhim salam, even Imam Sajjad says, when they ask him, how come you don't make a sin? How come you don't do vices? He says, because I can see their actual form. And to see an actual form is what we call asma infallibility, which in reality it means that the Imam knows what the sin is. Therefore, he doesn't do it. With me and you, if we understand what these vices are, we understand how they are formed and how they affect and so on and so forth, then we will try to avoid them as much as we can, considering that we need to eliminate ignorance. Let us take a short break and then we come back, inshallah.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So, ignorance turns that which is ugly into something that is good, and also turns perfection into shortcomings and shortcomings into perfection. And that's another downside to ignorance, that when a person is ignorant, they cannot differentiate between that which is perfect and that which is not perfect. And that's why we as a human being, sometimes we make these mistakes and we easily go to things that we think they are our perfection, but in fact they are shortcomings. So sometimes I think my perfection lies in me attaining as much wealth as I can, but in fact that's not a good thing. Sometimes I think my perfection lies in me having a beautiful car, a big house, I don't know, a beautiful spouse. But is that really perfection? Because these things don't last. These things won't be always there for me. These things are beauty for themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, we made everything beautiful on earth as a beautifier for it, not for us. So when you see houses, cars, trees, nature, it is beautiful. But is it for me and you? No, it's zinatun lil ard, is a beauty for earth itself. All right. So sometimes we think our perfection are in materialistic matters, but the reality is not. So this is what jahl does to a person. So the first factor, the first cause of eruption and boiling of vices and the cause of any vice is in fact jahl. And the Quran goes right, left and center when he talks about jahl, jahileen and juhal. When he talks about ignorance, you'll find the Quran constantly mentioned the fact that the problem of or the source of every evil is in fact jahl and ignorance. So keep that in mind. That's the first cause that we have to keep in mind. The second cause of the eruption of bad moral traits is in fact oppression itself, as we call dhulm. And the Ahlul Bayt and the Quran also talk about dhulm in so many ways that it is really mind-boggling how oppression itself could cause so much vices. And when we talk about oppression, it falls into few forms. There's oppression to oneself. There's oppression towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's oppression towards the servants of Allah. Let us take a break, and then we talk about these three.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We said the first cause of bad morals is ignorance. The second is oppression. Dhulm, or oppression as we call it, sometimes we become oppressive to ourselves. And the simplest form of this kind of oppression to ourselves is the fact that we don't push ourselves to learn. When I keep myself in a state of ignorance, that's an oppression towards myself. So I'm literally oppressing myself. When I commit sins, I'm oppressing myself. When I don't do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from me, I am doing oppression to myself. So anything that brings harm to you in this world or in the next is in fact considered to be dhulm and oppression to you, because you are the one who's going to lose. And when a person puts himself in a state of oppression, then obviously it would be very easy for him to commit and to make any vice. So you can see how easy it is for oppression to be the cause of eruption and the cause of boiling that reaches a stage where a person commits vices. And then these vices become part of him, or they become a habit, or they become a way of life for him. So it's easy to see once we understand these causes. So oppression to oneself, oppression towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in fact oppression to oneself. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires certain things from us and we don't do them as we are told, then we are oppressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not doing what he says, and we are harming ourselves. Allah is not in need of my ibadah. He's not in need of my worship. He's not in need of my salah. He's not in need of my siyam. Not in need of my charity. These things, the benefit of them, obviously goes back to me. I'm the one who's going to benefit. But Allah, he related them to himself so we could take them seriously. He says, you know what? Salah is mine. Fasting is mine. So we can take it a little bit more serious, and we do it. If we don't, then the reality is that we're causing oppression towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in return will lead us to commit sins and vices. We'll leave the third one for the episode to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد